KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, some light fog, a little mist in the air outside the KJAN studios, and it's 64 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with areas of fog and drizzle this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly this afternoon, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, a woman wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness was arrested Tuesday night in Red Oak. 32-year-old Brittany Sue McMartin of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 10:40 p.m. in the area of Broadway and Valley Streets in Red Oak. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $2,000. Two young women in a Chevy Tahoe-type vehicle were injured during a single-vehicle accident Tuesday afternoon near 4th and Poplar Streets in Atlantic. The accident happened at around 3:05 p.m., Atlantic Police Officer Caleb Smith explains.
The vehicle came off the road about 80 feet to the west of 4th and Poplar, struck a tree, came to rest. Both airbags were deployed.
The two unidentified females were transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital. The accident had remained under investigation. Atlantic Police, Atlantic Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene, along with Richter Towing. An investigation into a single-vehicle accident that took place Saturday evening at Lake Anita State Park has resulted in an arrest. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said deputies responded to the scene a little after 8 p.m. on Saturday. A 2020 Nissan Altima, owned and driven by 55-year-old Sean Lamont Young of Atlantic, left the roadway on the north side of the park and struck a tree. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $30,000. Deputies arrested Young for operating while intoxicated, a serious misdemeanor. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. A former Atlantic resident was arrested at around 1:50 a.m. Tuesday in Pottawatomie County following a pursuit that began with a traffic stop for speeding on a 2020 Toyota Corolla. 34-year-old Blue Tyler Peterson of Council Bluffs was arrested in Council Bluffs for eluding while speeding toward more than 25 miles per hour over the speed limit. Vehicle hit and run, reckless driving, and violation of parole. He was being held in the Pott County Jail on a $2,000 bond for the eluding charge. Early Monday morning, 45-year-old Kathleen Marie Gerhardt was arrested at a residence in Oakland following a domestic disturbance. Gerhardt was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault with intent to injure, first offense, interference with official acts, and violation of a no-contact order. Thursday afternoon, Pottawatomie County deputies arrested 27-year-old Mindy Lee Worthman after authorities received a report of a young female child walking along the side of Highway 92 near 310th Street. After the 7-year-old girl was transported back to the address she left, an investigation resulted in Worthman being arrested for violation of probation. The child was released to the custody of her biological mother. Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall reports the deadline for property taxes, driver's licenses, motor vehicle registration renewals, vehicle title registration, and license plates have been extended in response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issued a proclamation Tuesday that extends the deadlines to June 25th for March 2020 property tax payments and the other things I mentioned. Marshall says, while our office is open by appointment only for Cass County citizens, we are encouraging citizens to use online, mail, email, and our Dropbox if possible. Online payments can be made at www.iowatreasurers.org. Mail-in payments can be mailed to Cass County Treasurer at 5 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, 50022. And the Dropbox can be found outside the courthouse main entrance door. If you have any questions regarding property tax, your driver's license, or motor vehicle inquiries, contact the Cass County Treasurer's Office at 712-243-5503. Audubon Community School District 5th through 12th grade principal Quentin Stanerson posted a notice on social media Tuesday afternoon announcing the 2020 prom entitled A Rustic Romance that was scheduled for June 13th is canceled. Stanerson says, following the guidance of the governor's office, the Department of Education, and the Iowa Department of Public Health, it was determined that it would not be feasible to hold such an event. And officials in the Southwest Iowa community are laying the groundwork for a farm school. The Essex City Council has given approval to an ordinance that would let the Essex School District keep livestock on school grounds. The council will review the proposal again at its June meeting. Essex Superintendent Dr. Mike Wells says the ordinance limits the number and types of those animals.
We agreed that lambs and goats and chickens and ducks would be year one of the program.
They hope to start this vocational program this fall. Wells says school officials have addressed concerns about odor and cleanliness.
We would not bring animals onto the grounds until after the Labor Day celebration each year, and then we would sell the animals at the sale barn. The end of April, by May 1st, and then we will clean that site before baseball starts to make sure everything looks nice for baseball season.
Wells is also superintendent of the Hamburg School District, where a similar program is already operating. He says city and Essex school officials will review the program yearly and decide whether it should continue. The Essex School Board has hired its first ever ag instructor to conduct the farm school courses for vocational students, who would start by constructing the buildings for the animals. In the funeral announcements, Goldie C. Miller, age 92, of rural Menlo, died May 21st at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. A graveside funeral service for Goldie Miller will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Morris Cemetery north of Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Randy Jake Marchant, age 63, of Stewart, died Monday at Unity Point Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A visitation for Randy Jake Marchant will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora, with a celebration of life at a later date. David Popper Pop, age 63, of Atlantic, died May 21st at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for David Pop will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alice Alexander, age 85, of Omaha, died Friday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Alice Alexander will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Mark Johnson, age 68, of Messina, died March 22nd at CCMH. A celebration of life graveside service for Mark Johnson will be Saturday at 1 o'clock in the Messina Center Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. And Ernest Henry Thompson, age 88, of rural Cumberland, died May 3rd. Funeral services for Ernest Thompson will be June 24th at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you on KJAN by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.